What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Sparrow.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we have hit our 300 review remark.
Hell yeah!
Thank you so much, everyone, who has left us a review. And we have selected our winners. So, up top, first, Jay Yakavoni. Great podcast, so funny and real. I always find myself lolling by myself in the car whenever I listen. Thank you so much, Julie. And by the way, these were selected at random.
Yeah.
Okay, these were selected by random. I just happen to know Julie, okay?
We did a random number generator, we promise.
Yes, we did. We numbered all the reviews, did a random number generator. But we're going to read these up top. So if you are one of our winners that has a review, go into where you can leave your reviews on iTunes, take a screenshot of your review. Mm-hmm. Like if you go to review the podcast again, your review will pop up as you've already reviewed it and then send it to us. Mm-hmm. Our second winner is Rebecca, capital M, capital L. It says, Erica rules. This is a good one. Subscribe. Thank you so much. Truly, this word picked at random. I actually didn't even read the review till just now. I was like, oh, shit. How about that? And then our last one is Xtofer P. It says, 200% realness. These ladies are so funny and simultaneously real all at once. I wish I could take the hilarity and straight up truth and just have everyone else in the world be like that. Guess that's what makes them unique. LOL. Wow.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Xtofer, Rebecca, and Jay Yakavoni. Contact us and we'll get you your monies.
And we'll put this on the Instagram too. So if you like might know one of these people, maybe a friend, try and make sure they know. Contact us and we can get them their prize money.
Yeah, for sure. And also, we've had a handful of people join our Patreon. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For joining the Patreon family. Patreon or not, give us your suggestions of what you want us to review and mm-hmm. talk about. I mean, I'm very excited for our podcast today as we're going to be talking about the new FaceTime dating that is happening.
Yes.
Oh, and Patreon is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot, as always. So without further ado, I don't know, anything else we got to plug?
T-shirts.
Oh, we're yes.
T-shirts,
yes.
People.
We have some T-shirts if you'd like to buy one to support the pod.
They're bitching.
Yeah, especially we lost a lot of work. So
yeah.
You want to help your girls out with a fun T-shirt for you or a friend, check our link in the description below.
Mm-hmm.
They are selling like
hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
You ever sold a hotcake?
No, I have not. I was like, is that technically just a pancake? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Not Who sure. knows? You know what? We're doing our best. We're doing our best. You can join the Patreon, give us $5, which is basically like what? A slice of pizza?
Yeah.
Slice of pizza or coffee, something like that.
Yeah.
So, very excited for our guest today. It's our good friend, originally from across the pond, who has gone on 2 FaceTime dates.
Yes.
Through meeting people online. So, we're very excited to talk to him about it, see what his experience is. So, everybody, please give a warm welcome to Mr. Chris James.
Woo!
What do you do?
Oh, hello.
The crowd's going crazy, you. Chris.
Yeah, crowd's going wild. Oh,
wow, thanks, guys. Wow. I'm overwhelmed. Wow, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So, you had 2 FaceTime dates.
Yes, I did, yeah.
So, first of all, how did they go?
Do you know what? They were real fun. I had a good time. It was better than I thought it was. At first, I thought, oh, I'm going to be weird and it's going to be a lot of anxiety. But it was a lot of fun. They haven't spoke to me since, but...
How much time is that?
That's not important. It's about being in the moment.
Wait, how long ago were these dates?
Maybe a few days ago.
Okay, yeah. So it's only been a few days. So yeah. You haven't reached out?
I did. I just, you know, I just said a nice date, whatever. And then they were like, cool. And then I really haven't really heard much, really.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, you said something. So you're not getting ghosted over there.
Right.
No, it's not totally ghosted, but... It went so well that you're expecting a lot more happening after that.
Hmm.
I was like, with both of them, I was like, this is love. But...
Wait, do you feel, does any part of you almost feel like you felt like this is love, partly just because it's, you know, we're all lonely?
Yeah, that's what it is. I filled the gap for them. That's what it feels like. I filled the space of loneliness for that moment, mm-hmm. but then they didn't want more from me.
Well, we don't know.
I served my purpose. I was like quarantine relief.
Well, it's only been, you know what, a few days.
A few days, okay.
Yeah, well, especially, you know, women are taught to not be the one initiating and reaching out again.
Well, I'm pining for the Pope, for the both of them.
Okay.
Hopefully they come through.
I was going to say, compared to other online dates you've done in person, do you feel like this was better in a way, or what, you know, what differences this did you find?
This is way better.
Really?
How yeah. so?
Because it was cheaper, for one.
FaceTime's free, that's true. They have to bring their own wine.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Because the girl was one girl, she's a, what, is it a sommelier or sommelier?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. She is doing that, and she I could tell she had expensive tastes. And because when I called her, she had, you could tell, she was, very fancy. And I said, oh, what? I said, I'm drinking wine. She goes, oh, yes, I should go and drink some wine. And she literally had a wine rack by her bed.
That might be the sign of something else.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if that's necessarily fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I asked, I was like, wow. So she goes, I think I'll have Bordeaux today. So she bought the Bordeaux. And I says, oh, how do you do your job and stuff? And she goes, oh, I'll show you. She couldn't wait to show me. She poured a little touch of wine. She said, see that? That's a teardrop. You can tell by the teardrops what region it is. And then she took a sift and started doing that thing with her lips. doing all swirling and stuff.
Oh, my God.
She goes, yes. This is a European old, or it's... she started saying all these things. And I can taste the hints of rosewood and oak. And till I can taste the till, and I was like, wow, this is full on.
What wine did you have?
Well, you know what, she couldn't sit. I didn't show the bottle, but she asked me what my wine was. I said, oh, I said I could taste. It's very cheap. I said, oh. Cat's tail. Is it cat's tail?
Yellowtail, I think.
Yellowtail. Yeah, yellowtail. Yellowtail.
Yeah, you FaceTimed me yellowtail. Before to check your outfit, and I was like, "Do not show her that wine, dude."
Oh no.
She goes, "Oh, that's such an insult right now."
Well, you didn't have to buy a bottle, so I guess that's nice.
Yeah.
She would not have picked a cheap bottle.
Mm-mm. Well, and you know, you can't drink expensive wine with cheap food, so she could have wanted sushi or something.
Yeah,
that's true.
She probably figured out by my wine choice it wasn't going to work out.
We don't know. Well, I was going to say, do you feel like the date overall is less superficial because basically everyone right now is out of work?
Oh yeah, that's going to save my bacon. Yeah, that's going to be good.
It is.
That's going to be good. Yeah, because now every guy can be a loser now, and we've got a really good excuse.
Oh, well, I guess on that front. I meant more even what you talk about on the date.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, yeah, she was like, what you do? I was like, what I used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it's just like now no one can really fault you. They just now see who you are. That's left. It's about your energy and your presence. It's not, and maybe now what you have and what you can bring to the table as far as money and stuff. Well, that might have to look. Women can look at your potential now, no matter how old you are.
Did you? Think Oh, sorry.
You know when you're young, they ask you, you can get away with well, I'm still in school, but I want to be. When you're an older guy, you can't say, I got potential. They'll be like, man, you should have your shit together.
That's fair. Your that potential's fair. Done.
Yeah, no more potential.
No, you don't have that argument anymore. Now everyone has potential.
Yeah, or it's like when you're in college, there's people saying they want to go to med school, but as adults, it's like, so did you go to med school? Yeah. Did you pass your boards? Yeah.
It's like,
we can't just dream anymore. What are you doing?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you feel like it was hard to have an upbeat conversation or conversation that wasn't depressing and related to the state of the world right now? Because I feel like that would just be so hard to try and get to know someone as the world is burning down.
Well, it's funny. I think we had one thing, no matter what we didn't have in common, the one thing we did have in common was this corona quarantine. Mm-hmm. Which is really cool because you're fighting to find something that you have in color. Like, I've had to pull my brains out, be like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite? I'm getting nothing back. But with this thing, everyone's really affected by it. So you can, that really kicks off the conversation.
Okay.
You can talk about what you used to do. You know, and that's exciting. You're like, oh, what we used to do was fun. But now we're making the best of this quarantine. And now I'm just showing her the look of the wine, and she's showing me the look of her apartment and stuff. I think it's given it a nice, new, interesting, another date, a more made the dates more interesting for me. I think it's better. As a pre-date, I think now I'll ask for a video chat before I do, like a pre-chat video date before I do a live date.
Like a pre-screening.
Yes.
Well,
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say like just phone call chat or like date like you've been doing where you're like, okay, let's each like just have a drink at home.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. And I think it's very creative and it's not too intrusive in a sense of where you make your, because do you know what my one thing is? And I think you can vouch for me on this. When you go on a date, you as ladies got to get ready, you've got to put all your makeup on, yeah, do all this stuff, pick an outfit. That's a lot of work. Spend money, maybe get a new dress. Then you've got to go all the way up there and you find out as soon as you walk to the restaurant, that guy's a dud. You're like, oh no, this is not going to work out. That's a horrible feeling. Well, we feel the same way. I'm like, I hope all this effort of getting on the train, going all the way over there, finding a restaurant, meeting this girl, and then finally meet the girl and you're just like, oh no, I made a big mistake. You know what I mean? So,
well, I was going to say it's more what online dating I've found. It's hard to like actually want to go on the date.
Yeah.
That's the part that's hard. If you're like, I don't want to have to take the time to, first of all, just travel anywhere. But then, it's more that. It's giving all that time to someone where I guess it's like, I guess you cut your time because we're still going to be getting ready, you know. We're still going to be putting on an outfit of some kind and
on the video. On the video,
yeah,
there might not be pants on.
Yeah,
I can't guarantee that.
Yeah, there might be in sweatpants on the bottom half. But
I had my horrible sweatpants, but I had a really nice shirt.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the shirt that Erica bought me. She bought me a date shirt.
He had a breakup, and I was like, "This is your new date shirt. This will get you laid."
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it get you laid? Tell you what,
that date shirt got on the first one. I got laid.
Yes.
Erica knows how to cook a brother, right?
I do what I can.
Mate, honestly, I swear to God, after she hooked me up with that shirt, I don't even tell him, Erica, I don't even go to like a clothing store without videoing Erica to give or sending pictures. I send pictures to Erica.
I know his whole wardrobe
of clothing.
So even when I bought the shirt, I was like, and then you wear this with these pants.
That's a good friend.
I got you, man. Yeah, I'm trying out
my fashion guru. Well,
I was gonna say a lot of my friends that are I guess around my age and a little older do tend to do just a regular phone call before they actually meet someone from online. And I think that really is like, okay, we're stripping everything. I don't know what you look like and all that. And it's just genuinely like, what do we have to talk about? And I think for them, it's somewhat easier to like bring up more important questions. Like, you know, like, would you want to have kids or get married? Like things like that. It seems to be a trend in people I know that do go on a lot of online dates. They do a phone call at first, basically just to save everybody's time.
A little bit,
just to be like, do we vibe? Can I have a conversation with this person?
Do you think that also ends up holding the two people a bit more accountable to actually show up on the date when that day comes? Because I feel like all the online dates I end up setting up, the day comes and either me or the guy ends up being like, oh, I'm busy, I'm tired. It's like, I don't want to just go sit in a bar with a stranger.
I guess, yes.
Yeah.
On some level.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll make you more accountable.
Yeah, because it's like you do kind of know them at that point.
It's easier to bail when you feel like you have no real connection to this person yet.
Yeah, you have no stake in the game.
Yeah, because, well, in both scenarios, though, on the phone or FaceTime, I think one of the questions a lot of people have is, like, how do you end the date? How do you end the call? That part seems a little weird, especially right now. You don't have anywhere to go, so...
You can't really...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she had a good excuse. One of them had a good excuse. She goes, I ate this egg roll and it's kind of eating my stomach up a little bit, but I've had a good time.
I guess it could have been a lie, but it doesn't feel that bad.
Yeah, that's a good, sincere get out of jail for her. You know, get out of the situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might be suspicious if someone was like, oh, I have to go, I have to call my friend. It's like, your friend or another date?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if I was getting like dolled up with makeup and whatever for a FaceTime date, yeah, why not back to back that? Yeah. You know?
But you know the girl that the first girl that I did when I called her, and I told her exactly what time I was going to call her, and she saw the shirt and she saw me because I posed with a glass of wine in my hand, and she goes, "Oh, I'm so not ready. I should have got dressed up." I was like, "Wow, that outfit she's wearing is pretty nice.
Yeah,
and her hair looked nice."
Mm. That was probably a little line.
Yeah, that's a little. Yeah. I think that's a lie.
Yeah,
she was dressed up. She was in a dress.
Yeah, she was in the like,
no one's walking around quarantine in just a dress.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Unless it's a nightgown.
Yeah. I haven't put on pants that button in like a month.
Yeah, like a house dress?
Yeah, God, no.
Have you guys done video dating?
No, I have not. I'm not against doing it because I got back on an app and I had somebody I thought he was suggesting because I talked to him about it, said, yeah, I had a couple of friends go on a virtual FaceTime date and they really liked it. And he was like, oh, really? That's crazy. And I was like, well, you know, what else are you going to do right now? Because it's like, what are we going to talk for 2 months? And then I meet up with you. And then that feels like more of a waste of time. You know?
That'll get you a pen pal.
Yeah.
Nobody has time for that.
Right. So this guy basically was suggesting that we meet up.
No.
Yeah. I was like, wait. No.
That's insane.
I was like, that's not.
Don't go outside.
Yeah, right?
Stay at home.
Well, especially like, I understand how, you know, I think a lot of people are sitting there being like, oh, is there harm in like, we get a drink to go, whether it's a coffee or from one of the bars and just walk around? Like, because you feel like, well, if we're not touching, is that okay?
No.
But it's more like, first of all, you live in Manhattan and I'm in Astoria, Queens. So I would have to be like traveling to you, which just doesn't seem.
Right.
Doesn't seem.
And six
safe.
Feet apart from you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be yelling. Yeah. You're gonna be yelling small talk on the date. So, what did you do for work again? This coffee is great. Yeah, that'd be a little weird. But I mean, you said to me, you were like, I think that dude's just trying to smash.
Yeah, I think he was trying to bang.
Is even less likely at this time. You're like, wait, what? Now I'm gonna make out with you? What?
I did read an article that said coronavirus could be spread through sexual activity. And feces.
It has been proven?
Yeah.
Through, like, basically sexual fluids?
Well, like, kissing and touching.
Well, kissing,
but
yes.
Not sexual fluids.
Oh, okay.
But feces and through, like, foreplay, I guess.
Yeah, well, I want the kissing, so.
Yeah.
we're not ruling that out.
And you don't want corona.
Yeah. But it's almost like it's a good test of, like, if you have someone on an app being like, so let's meet up. It's like, oh, you're not safe. You're not a safe person. You don't watch the news. Right,
you're reckless and unaware.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I think that when you do the risk of doing the video thing, especially now, is you will end up with, I can't see it ending in something intimate, because it's so long before you get to meet that person. I do agree that it will be like a pen pal. You'll like make a buddy. You'll make a friend.
Mm. Yeah.
I have a feeling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could go one way or the other, because it's like there's plenty of people that, you know, when they date, they don't sleep with someone for like a month, you know? And at that point, it's like, well, if you've invested a month in being with somebody, it's like, well, you're still going to take a gamble on sexual chemistry a bit, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know until you get to that part, basically.
Okay. Right.
Like, if anything, it'd be more, it would just be more disappointing if you don't have the physical chemistry.
Yeah.
And you felt like you've had the chemistry everywhere else.
Do you think you'll lose it if you keep videoing each
other? No, I don't
think
you'll lose it. I'm just saying that's the gamble of waiting. So if you are on apps and talking to a handful of people, you know, and then say basically you get some dates scheduled for like when we're out of this. All right. So then you'll have a handful of dates. So then even then you risk two things of just not having chemistry in person. I guess maybe not physically being attracted to them. Or if you are intimate with anybody, then you risk, okay, we don't know if my physical chemistry is there. But I think the biggest thing you risk is if you have a couple people lined up, it's like, well, you're about to get ranked.
Yeah.
Tell me if you guys would do this. I'm just curious. I might do some research here because I've been thinking about it. So if you get really into it and you really like the girl really likes you, and you're like, you know, I can really see us having something together. And then you're kind of videotaping dating online. Then would you ever do like, what do you call it, video kind of
like phone sex, but like video?
Yeah, but video sex.
I mean,
yeah.
I've never done that with like an actual person I was seeing.
Same.
So I don't really know.
It
weirdly feels more intimate to me than if you just slept with them in person.
Yeah, it yeah. does. Yeah.
Yeah, if a girl's going to do that with you, then you know it's locked in.
Yeah. I don't think I would do it with a stranger. I don't know.
Well, he's saying, like, say you're talking to someone for, like, a month.
For a month. World.
Yeah.
There's, like, a month of quarantining. That's all your pleasures that you're going to get with each other.
Mm. That still feels like a stranger to me. I don't know. Like, if I haven't met you in person, I don't know. I don't think I would do that.
What about regular sexting? Do you have a rule on regular sexting? Like, you wouldn't send someone a photo and just be, like, dirty texting without having sex first?
I've never sexted someone I haven't slept with.
Okay. What about you, Chris?
I think maybe. I'm not much of a sexter. I'm dyslexic, so I'm.
Makes it tough.
I'll be typing. I'm gonna put my penly in you.
Yeah. I was gonna
say, spelling things wrong. that's the real turn off, is to spell something wrong when you're in the middle
True.
Of sexting.
Or grammar.
Yeah.
You know how bad my grammar is.
I don't have great grammar, so that's more my fear. Like, I was like, one person I was talking to on an app was like, has not been watching any TV or movies, and it's just like, I've been reading a lot, and I was like, oh man, I gotta really make sure how I type. This person reads.
What about wearing something sexy then? You don't have to have sex, but just wear a little something sexy, like lingerie.
I mean, it's a date, but do you mean like lingerie sexy, or you just mean like a shirt lingerie that like shows off your boobs?
Lingerie sexy.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, to me
it's the same thing. Yeah.
I wear something
nice. My research
nice.
Is a disaster with you two.
Yeah, I'm like, at most I feel like maybe I'd be like, it's like more of a show and tell of maybe you just like would take your shirt off and be like in a bra.
No.
No? I don't know. I'm saying I think that's the most I would do with someone I hadn't met in public. I don't know. Yeah. I've never felt like I've had like a weirdly like virtual... So it like basically the show Catfish, you know?
Yeah.
It's basically the show Catfish is you're having an online relationship and you haven't met the person.
Yeah, but this is a little different because you're seeing them. But in my head, I'd be like, are you like recording this on your end? Like, are you saving this for your personals, taking screenshots? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if it's someone who I've like slept with, obviously I feel comfortable enough to show them any,
right.
like be physical with them. And like, I have a level of trust established.
Yeah.
So I think... For me, that's why I like sending things digitally. Also, when I sext, I never put my face in it, so I wouldn't be on like a FaceTime of like full bod and then be able to like
Smart
one
move.
Day maybe have my naked pictures and put my face in it.
Okay, then I found a way around it.
You found a way around it?
Loopholes.
Wait, real quick, let me say this. I feel like only once, maybe twice, have I ever sexted with someone that I didn't have sex with, but we hooked up on some level.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, it's not like nothing physical had happened yet, and then we sexted.
Yeah.
It might be like, oh, there was like a makeout action or
you
whatever.
You rounded some bases, but didn't
hit
it all the way home.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right,
I got
right.
you.
Okay. Anyway, scenario. What is it, Chris?
Yeah, girls can send like, or guys can send body parts. That's all that, you know, just sexual, sexy body parts where you don't show the face. Then would you consider doing that?
I don't think with
Getting
a stranger.
Phone?
I mean, they can send them, but I probably won't send them back.
I mean, I think this is a difference between men and women. I don't really care to have the photo.
No, not the photo, the video.
But, well, in both scenarios, I think. I don't think
sometimes
I'm,
it's fun.
Well, I mean, I guess we're only on, what, week 3 of quarantine? So it's like, I don't know, maybe talk to me next month. I might be like, sure, video yourself.
I forgot what it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, because you're more worried about them, what they'll do with your image, right? If they can see your face. But if they can't see your face, then it's just... Then it could be anyone, right? So then that way, even if you didn't trust them, it still doesn't have your face.
True.
I was just more being like, me, sitting here personally, I'm not sitting there like, I really want to see it. You know what I mean? There's no there's no drive in me. Like, when you ask the, would you sexy FaceTime? It's more like, I don't really care to receive the sexy FaceTime from the man. Is more what it is.
Yeah, no, there's very few girls who are out here like, ooh, I can't wait to see that dick pic. Like, it's not as much fun, I feel like, for us to receive. It, like, the banter back and forth, I feel like, is what's fun with sexting. So it's just like, if they're just sending it all the time, it's like, eh.
Yeah, or it's an easy way to just let people know what you like.
Yeah.
Like, the worst is when a dude's like, I'm gonna, you know, kiss your neck or something, and then they don't. You're like, well... What was all that talk for? You're forgetting many details that were said, and I don't know what happened. But
do you guys do that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard several comedians have a joke that's along the lines where they're like, oh man, you get sexy with a girl, you're like promising things, and you're like, I can't even do a push-up.
I'm just
suddenly going to be this strong man.
Men usually overpromise and underdeliver in the sexting
game.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why you got to undersell.
Yeah.
Undersell.
They're caught in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we get it, though. Trying to be exciting. Mm. Trying to impress. Yeah. No one's going to be sexting. Like, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little nervous. I get a little nervous the first time. Or like, well, when we get a drink, don't let me have 3 whiskeys, only 2. You know? But would you just say, ultimately, you would recommend people trying a FaceTime date?
I think so, yeah. I did enjoy them. Both of them, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed both of them. I've only had 2.
Yeah.
And both of them I've really enjoyed. Like, even if I never speak to these girls again, I knew it took my mind out of, you know, took my mind off other stuff, and it got me to meet someone new. I'm more of a social person. So for me, it's kind of cool to kind of, and also it helps me with my game. You know what I mean?
I think
it
does.
Reps, yeah.
Yeah. It's really about the conversation now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be rusty. So it's good to do these dates online, Facebook. Sorry, FaceTime, and then when I do the real thing, then I'll be kind of, you know, I like my flow intact.
True,
that's fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most people feel that way about dates in general. Especially if you're with someone for a minute, and then when it's over, partly going on that first date, you're like, oh shit, I haven't been on a date in a while.
Yeah, it's like, how do I do this?
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you almost like don't know how to answer certain questions. Like we said, it's like a job interview, you know?
It takes a lot out of the awkwardness. It's so economical. You don't have to worry about the end of the bill at the end of the weird awkwardness of the bill and any of that stuff. You don't have to, you know, there's a lot of things you don't have to worry about. And also, they get to see your bedroom or your home environment in, you know, like first off.
Yeah, it's like
hand.
Room raiders.
Yeah.
It's like room raiders meets dating.
Yeah. Oh my God. All this virtual stuff is so weird to me. Like, all of my clients and coworkers now know what my bedroom looks like. I'm like, this is
so
odd.
That's a little
like,
interesting. Yeah, true. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. You know what? The girls will be like, do you think the girls, a lot of the women will, these two didn't ask, but my friend always says that if a woman sees that your bathroom is not on intact, that's a no no.
I expect a guy's bathroom to be a little dirty, but if it's like, disgusting, like still a frat house, I'm like, I got to get out of here.
I think, well, I think it's also more in terms of, I guess, dating versus hooking up. Like, if you're just going to hook up with someone once or twice, you might be more likely to be like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But
I'll squat when I pee.
But that's like a future thing of like, oh, if I was with you, is this how gross? Like, you would think this is clean.
Oh, yeah.
Level of clean.
There'd be a conversation.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Molly's face when you said that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's that like, essentially no. What it is. It's not going to change, you know?
Yeah, there'd be that's one funny. Conversation.
Mm.
And then I'd be out. I'd teach you how to use some bleach and a toothbrush.
True.
And if you can't do it,
that's what my mom always says. She's like, some people just don't know how to clean air because you have to teach them. I was like, I am not teaching a 30-year-old man.
Some people don't.
I'm not. I just feels like a nag. It's like, yeah, you'll figure out how, like, what, because exactly how to clean isn't the reason. If they clean something and I'm sitting there going, this is not to my level of clean, it's to their level of clean. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily how it gets done. It's more they look at it and go, this is clean.
But I don't think men know just how to clean and where to look, to be honest with you.
I mean, I would argue with you, there's a lot of women that don't know how to clean as well.
I learned that
in college, being in a house with 5 women.
Yeah.
It was like there were 3 of, it's 3 of us total was like, okay, clearly we grew up
different.
Maybe in cleaner houses.
Yeah.
Or our mothers made us clean.
Oh, yeah.
To their standard.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Marianne DeMiller had a standard.
Yeah. I didn't have
Have I sold you guys on the video Bumble dating video?
Well, we're not against anything really on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm in a weird spot and I might be a little bit in my head.
Okay.
I'm like, what, 4 days post-corona?
Yeah,
I'm like afraid to hop into a conversation with someone online because I know the first thing is going to be like, how are you holding up? How's your quarantine going? And just hop in like, oh, like I've had Corona. I was like on my deathbed for a little bit. I feel like that is a lot to hop into.
Like, and beat it.
I have gotten so many questions from people about their own bodies and their own health and like so much personal information from people who I know. And like, that's fine. Like if you do have questions, you can reach out. But like, I don't want to invite more strangers to just tell me about their bodies. I've been giving a lot of medical advice that I'm not advised to give.
True.
I just feel like it's a lot for me right now.
Well, that's like, you know, I was debating with like FaceTime dates, almost like, oh, I could basically practice in a weird way or try for the first time really of ripping off the band-aid of like, oh yeah, I have herpes type thing.
Oh,
just like to be like, okay, we've met, I've talked to you enough, blah, blah, blah. Like, by the way, I have this thing. It's not a big deal, but like, if it's a deal breaker for you, totally get it, blah, blah, blah. Feel free to sleep on it. And like, and I mean, I don't know if I would end the date on that, but
just close the computer.
Just like, okay, goodbye. No, I should like Love Actually it, or just make signs and have them drop. I have to tell you something. Play some music.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, get real creative, you know?
Here's a good thing. You just brought a good point up. Here's the thing. If a date is going really badly, you know that sometimes that someone says something really dumb and then you've got to still sit somewhat through the end of the date. Mm-hmm. With this one, you just got to push that button. To hang up.
I guess you
they
could.
Say one thing. They say one thing. All you got to do, boom, and just push that button.
One non-negotiable.
Yeah. Ooh, that's true.
That's the beauty of it, too. That's one of the beauties of it.
Yeah, I was going to say this. You brought up money as a big point of like, oh, the FaceTime's great date because I didn't have to really invest any money other than whatever I bought that I'm drinking, right? But here's my question. If money was no object, you had all the money in the world, which kind of date do you think you like better?
For a first date.
For a
first date with someone you meet online. Let's be specific.
For a first date that you meet on that, I prefer this one because it still could be a catfish situation. Because, you know, when you sit down, I've sat down with somebody and already I looked into that person's eyes when I sat down. I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Like they just weren't what they looked like.
They're just not what they look like. Just their whole demeanor is just like, oh, man. It's like she's got a carrot stuck up her butt. It's just like, just that face. You just know it's not going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So
you can tell when people suck, just the energy-wise, especially if you just see them live and even on a video, you can kind of get a sense of who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It saves you the labor of having to go for all that in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I was kind of bummed with the one guy. I was like, I kind of was bummed. He was really, truly not open to it at all, regular phone call or FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like, all right, well, hit me up when we're out of this then. But it's like, I don't think I'm hearing from that dude.
No.
It's like, the convo's done. The convo's over. I'm not going to keep restarting this conversation.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, that's all the questions I had.
Yeah, I think that answers it for me. I mean, do you have any more lined up? How booked up are you?
Yeah.
I've posed the question to others, and it's shut down the conversation.
Really?
It's like it was going well, and I said, and then one girl says, I don't know if I'm ready for that right now, or whatever. So some women are they're not comfortable with it yet.
Okay.
So,
I mean, someone tried to like get me to switch to texting very quickly into a conversation. Like literally I asked my opening question. They said one response, and then they just were like, I don't really like this app, text me. And I was like, for me, this is a little soon. A little soon move to text.
A lot of ladies do that to try and make money. They're on they do this video cam stuff or whatever. They're like, there's a lot of women that do that.
Oh, yeah, you get flagged on the app if you, like, send a link, right?
Yeah. If they send, they're like, hey, hit me up here, hot stuff, and then I'll share some sexy pictures or whatever. And you know it's like a link to some website where they get money on clicks or whatever.
Oh,
that's nuts.
There's a lot of them, too. They're very slick, but they all have the same scripts. That's what they don't realize.
Well, that's probably the script recommended by the company.
Yeah, they're working for like one pimp.
Yeah.
I just messaged. I said, this but the bad, I heard that this lady used the same script last time. She was like, this is no script. I'm like, where are you from? She goes, Texas. I said, they're all from Texas. All from Texas.
That's so funny.
Anyone listening to this podcast, all these girls, anyone that says they're from Texas and they want to get out of the app, that's a scam.
Every girl from Texas.
Yeah, Texas, or they're a princess from Africa.
Yeah, I feel sorry for any like legit Texas girls that just moved, if they're like real. But for the most part, the ones have been robots. They call them robots, I think, or they call them bots.
Yeah,
bots.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Is that what they're called, bots? Mm-hmm. Yeah, bots.
So weird.
Yeah, man, this internet is you have to figure out a lot of stuff sometimes. Yeah. You have to just see. There was one lady who called me what's it called again? She said she wants a sugar. What's it called?
A sugar daddy.
She's a sugar baby.
Oh.
She's a sugar baby.
How can you call yourself a sugar baby if you're currently looking for a sugar daddy?
Yeah.
You're not yet.
Yeah. You become a sugar baby because you have a sugar daddy.
Yeah, dude.
You're just an aspiring.
Yeah, girl, you got some work to do. Yeah. You're not there yet.
I said, I'm a daddy with no sugar.
Well, there you go.
So you out of luck.
Yeah. I was like, damn. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and also being willing to share, you know, going on these dates. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people are hesitant. Some people are hesitant to do it just because they feel they'll get judged. And it's like, well, first of all, you don't have to tell anybody about it. Yeah. And why not? You know?
No, it's fun. No, you know, it's got that much share with you guys. You guys are fun. Yeah, it's good. Well,
thanks, man.
We had a good time. Yeah.
This is great.
Well, I hope you find your knight in shining armor, Chris.
Yes. Oh, yeah, my princess in shining armor. Yeah. Yeah. That night.
That's what I meant. You know what I meant.
That's a real catfish.
Yeah. We're not gendered on this pod. We're very, very progressive.
I'm very inclusive. Yeah. I'm very inclusive. Okay. You know, like, my range from ladies that I date is from like 25 up to 75.
Okay. Okay.
You've been on a date with a 75-year-old?
I mean, if I really liked her, she was, you know, like, I don't know.
Like, you basically don't have an age range on your app when you're searching.
Not really. I like I said, very inclusive.
Okay. We're very open-minded during the pandemic. We will take what we can get. if you want to, you should follow Chris because he performs all over the city and travels a lot all over the country. At Chris James Comic on Instagram, correct?
Yeah.
At Chris James Comic. Yeah. Give Chris a follow. When our shows get up and running, definitely go see him live. He's truly a treat. I've worked with him a bunch.
And lady.
And what? Oh, and what else?
Ladies, if you want a FaceTime date, inbox me at that address.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like this sweet, if you like this sweet voice, mate. If you want FaceTime, a beautiful black Buddhist man, just like me.
Oh, you're butchering my accent. Okay.
Inbox me
at Chris James Comic.
I'll bring the fish tail or the cattail wine.
Yeah. I'll tell my mum about you.
Nobody talks like that.
Hit up Chris James. And hit us up at Sparica. And
I'm at The Guacamole.
And Instagram is at She Just Gotta Shoot Pod. So send us your stories. If you've gone on a FaceTime date, we would love to hear any stories from you.
Yeah.
So feel free to write in. And thank you guys so much. We will see you next week.
Yeah, it's been the Kitties Titties.
Bye.
Bye.